USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress returned to Washington Monday with two large items on their agenda: funding the government past December 11th and passing some form of coronavirus relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes both tasks are achievable. The Kentucky Republican said from the Senate floor that Congress should be able to deliver aid to Americans as we get closer to a vaccine.
There's no reason, none, why we should not deliver another major pandemic relief package to help the American people through what seems poised to be the last chapters of this battle. This morning, we got yet another major sign of hope. More data appear to confirm that the vaccine developed by Moderna is more than 94% effective.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President-elect Joe Biden continues to name his team, and they've all been around the block. Val Dior has more from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
On Monday, Biden announced his potential senior economic team, including plans to nominate the first woman to head the Treasury Department, as well as several liberal economists and policy specialists who established their credentials during previous Democratic administrations. Biden would nominate Janet Yellen, the former Fed Reserve Chair, to lead the Treasury Department, and former Clinton and Obama advisor Neera Tanden to serve as Director of the Office of Management and Budget. He also named Wally Adeyemo as his nominee for Deputy Treasury Secretary. He's a former Obama administration official and the first CEO of the former president's nonprofit foundation.
And Canada's government is proposing new spending as it struggles to economically deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised his government would spend tens of billions of dollars more to help the nation recover. His government is proposing an additional $19 billion of stimulus spending. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Moderna has applied to the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Tim Berg explains from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau how the Trump administration is pushing for its quick approval.
President Trump is urging the FDA to act quickly on Moderna's application for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. The president making those comments on Twitter. Now, as far as when the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed after it is approved by the FDA, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Said it'll ship within 24 hours after FDA approval, and then really it's going to be up to our nursing homes, our hospitals, our pharmacies to get that dispensed. So it really could be within days of FDA approval, we'll start seeing vaccines in people's arms, which is frankly incredible. Think about this, 10 months into this pandemic hitting our shores, thanks to what President Trump has done here, we believe we're going to have people getting vaccinated, millions of people, before Christmas this year. It's just unheard of in the history of public health.
And there's no change at the top of the first college basketball top 25 poll of the season. Gonzaga remains at number one, with Baylor holding at number two, and Iowa rising two spots to number three. Villanova formerly occupied that spot, tumbling to 12th after a loss to Virginia Tech. The University of Virginia also tumbled from 4th to 15th after being upset by San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.